Welcome to this week's episode of It's a Definite Maybe with your favourite co-hosts, Stella and Rosie. In today's episode, we had such a great response to our first Am I the Asshole episode, so we thought we would do another one. Here we are. We're going to read through these. Let's get straight into it, shall we?
Let's do it. They're getting spicy.
Yeah, our first one is, Am I the Asshole for leaving my own wedding early? Yeah, okay.
Also, I think you said we're doing a wedding edition.
Oh, yeah. First episode is a wedding edition because there were a lot that were wedding themed.
I know.
And so we were like, we could probably group them together and do a themed one. So that's what this one is.
It's going to be juicy. We picked three as well. So we have some three very outrageous ones.
We have. All right, here we go. So am I the asshole for leaving?
I'm ready.
Am I the asshole for leaving my own wedding early? So I, 30 male, and my husband, 34 male, just got married a week ago. We were having a good wedding until the speeches happened. Now, I thought it was common sense not to do this, but during the best man speech, he decided to propose to his girlfriend. She said yes, and all hell broke loose.
Shut up.
We're already off to a cracking start.
This is terrible.
All right, let's see where this goes. From that point on, no one paid attention to me or my husband, nor paid attention to the event times.
Oh my God.
As like a very planned girly, this is very stressful for me
as
already.
As someone who is hoping to get engaged soon, this is literally the worst
nightmare. All right, we shall continue. People started eating early, the speeches were cut short after he proposed, and on top of that, he got the DJ to play him and his girlfriend their song, which incited a whole bunch of couples to do the same.
Oh.
For about 3 hours, it was just couples running to the DJ to play their song and hogging the dance floor.
Isn't that how long a wedding is? Like 3 hours?
Pretty much. And also, like, imagine all of the time and effort you put into getting your wedding playlist together and
Literally.
It was all curated.
You're paying for the DJ to be there. Or the
gone.
Band, whatever.
Immediately gone. That's so depressing. All right. When me and my husband finally got a chance to dance, people were too exhausted and didn't pay attention. They instead just went to eat. After several hours of this, long wedding, I told my husband I didn't really want to be here anymore, and he agreed. We ended up leaving. The only person we said goodbye to was our parents.
Fire.
Nobody even noticed we'd left. Now, here's the problem. 3 days after the wedding, a cousin of mine had asked me when did I leave my wedding. She never got to say goodbye. I told her we left early because nobody was paying attention nor cared enough to. She said, okay, and hung up. Now we've been getting calls from all of our relatives telling us we're immature and need to lighten up, that we should be happy our wedding made people this romantic.
Not the asshole.
Absolutely not the asshole. And everyone in attendance at that wedding is the asshole.
Everyone else can get fucked.
That's ridiculous. Imagine not only scene stealing someone else's wedding and making it about
and
you.
It's the best man.
It's basically a free engagement party.
No, that's so true. Especially if they like float in the same circles.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was like a plan. I think the only time it's okay to propose at a wedding is
if you've
ask,
spoken about it
you
beforehand.
Get permission.
Absolutely.
This, not only is the person who proposed the worst, but then everyone else just like being like, oh my God, I'm just going to dance now. I'm going to ask for my song. And they
yeah,
just don't
the whole
care.
Their song thing and hijacking
yeah.
the DJ. Ridiculous.
And
absolutely
like,
ridiculous.
Being devil's advocate, I can understand everyone else kind of not even thinking about like, oh, it's someone else's
yeah.
wedding. They're more like, oh my God, we're so excited. It's a proposal. Or the person who proposed being like, wow, well, everyone we know and love is here.
Yeah.
This is a great idea. But that is like the biggest red flag. Personally.
Absolutely. And the audacity of everyone as well to call them immature for leaving their own wedding early when they obviously weren't having a great time and their wedding had basically been hijacked.
I would also consider leaving early. That would just
absolutely.
Make me so miserable.
I would be like really reassessing my friendships and off
oh,
the
yeah.
back of that, because if everyone at my wedding just had
oh my God, yeah.
a complete lack of respect for me and my, well, now husband... Absolutely ridiculous.
No, that is a no-brainer that they are not the asshole. But I wonder what the aftermath was. So sure, they're getting these calls from their family being like, you're being ridiculous. But it's like, did they cut ties with their family?
Yeah.
Would they even go to the wedding of the new fiancés? would...
I wish there was an update. Like, it would be so nice to hear where things ended up, like 6 months down the track. But this was actually one that was posted not that long ago. So who knows? We might check in. I wonder
if that was my wedding and that happened. One, you'd obviously be devastated. But it's like, is there anything you can do to turn it around? I don't understand the whole eating food early. I feel like that's just a random...
The fact that the entire schedule was thrown off. That feels a little outrageous.
A little bit.
I mean, maybe it was like buffet style and they had kind of like an order of ceremonies and were like, okay, now we've got the speeches and then we've got some dancing and then we've got food and they were going to like tell people when the food was, but instead people just went for it. Because usually they would have waiters if it was like table service. Oh, yeah. And so the food would only get served at a particular time.
What I find interesting is that no one was batting for the new husbands.
Yeah.
No one, like the DJ or the band, the bridal party, like no one seemed to be helping them get it back in line.
Yeah.
And it's just like, that has got to be one of the top five shittiest things you can do to a family member or a friend.
Shit friends.
It's just like, you've got any other day in the year.
I know.
Don't do it on a wedding day.
I know.
Even doing it on someone else's birthday or someone's like, or like Christmas, like that, even that feels like it's stealing the thunder of a shared moment.
Yeah.
I think that's the bit that makes me so angry, is that they were just like so inconsiderate or just thought, oh, well, we're more important, or we don't care that they've put on this much money.
Yeah.
It's just like, check yourself.
Absolutely. Oh. And that's the thing as well. Like, weddings are so expensive. To have paid all of this money to have your day absolutely hijacked, not run the way that you want it to, it's basically not your day anymore.
No, I know.
So disappointing.
This now makes me consider, like, maybe I should just get eloped.
Like, I mean, may as well. Right? Don't have to worry about the guest list. Don't have to worry about your schedule being thrown off by people proposing and then everyone hijacking your DJ.
Literally, no worst nightmare. Like, my day is about me. I'm a Leo. We know it's in the center of attention. It's, don't even think about it. Like, kicked out immediately.
All right. Shall we move on to the second one?
Let's do it. Part two.
Let's go.
So this is, am I the arsehole for not wanting my nephew at my wedding?
Ooh.
Now I'm trying to work out. I don't know if this is a relatively new one. I think it actually might be. So I'm excited. I love ones that are fresh.
Yeah.
Okay. So me, female 27, and my fiance, male 28, are getting married in a few months. Exciting. I'm sentencing. I told my fiance from the start that I didn't want any kids at our wedding, and he agreed. We don't have any kids in our families, so this made it so easy. We even put on our invitation an adult-only event. Our venue only allows 5 children maximum because children do tend to break things accidentally. So far, so fair.
Mm-hmm.
Over a year into our planning our wedding, my sister tells us she's having a baby 2 months before our wedding.
Uh-oh.
I know. She jokingly asked if the baby was allowed, and we said we would think about it, but ideally not. She's not also not standing in the wedding.
Oh, hang on. She also is standing in
the
wedding.
Sorry, I can't read. She also is standing in the wedding. Makes sense. She's a sister.
Ooh, okay.
Thank you.
The
plot does thicken. Last week, she called and said she needed an answer now, even though her baby isn't due for a couple months. And we said we didn't make a decision yet.
Mm-hmm.
We tried offering a few solutions, such as getting a babysitter or her boyfriend's parents watching him for the night, as her and her boyfriend will probably just want to have a night off. Or the baby can be there for family pictures, but tucked away during the ceremony in another room. She really wants him there because everyone wants to meet the baby. She doesn't feel comfortable leaving the baby with a sitter. This is like the first one. Like,
you gotta see the baby.
I told her ideally I didn't want him there in case he started crying during the ceremony. And I don't feel like my wedding is the time or place for her to show off her new baby.
Fair enough.
I want everyone to enjoy the day and have fun. And I also feel like she will hand off the baby to my mum, preventing my mum from enjoying the day.
Mm.
The next day she texted me, said she was removing herself from the wedding party. I thanked her for being honest and that I was understanding where she was coming from. I then asked if she meant that she wasn't coming to the wedding at all. It's been over a week and no reply.
Ooh.
I also explained that all I was requesting for her was to stand during the ceremony, show up 20 minutes before, and that's fine. She then proceeded to not come to my bachelorette party, claiming we were doing activities she couldn't do. We went for a walk on the beach with coffee, we got lunch, and we even went to a painting class. I don't know if I'm overreacting, and I don't have kids, and I don't really want kids, but I'm really struggling to see her point of view.
Yeah, this is such an interesting one because I feel like a lot of people have the whole no kids at the wedding rule.
I don't want kids at my wedding. I'm not even engaged or like planning to get married. But
it's fair enough because a lot of the time, like a lot of kids are perfectly well behaved, but there's a lot of kids as well.
Guarantee.
Particularly when they're little. Mm. You're right. You can't guarantee. Like a kid might just be having a bad day, or if it's really hot, then they're really dysregulated and just not in a good way. Like crying and screaming and just not good for anyone. So I could totally understand not wanting kids at a wedding.
Yeah.
It's so tricky because it's the OP's sister.
It's hard because it's family. I feel like it's easy to cut ties or be a little bit firmer with friends.
Mm.
But family feels a little different.
But I think you also kind of need to have a bit of a blanket rule. And I appreciate that OP mentioned that they had offered suggestions of like having a babysitter.
Having them in the photos and putting them in a different room sounds like fair.
So or the baby can still be there, but like not in the thick of it, I guess. Yeah, I don't reckon this person is the asshole.
No, I reckon the sister's the asshole.
Yeah, but I think it's such a tricky one because the sister is well within their rights to say, okay, well, I don't feel comfortable coming because my baby is going to be so newborn and I don't feel comfortable leaving them for that long.
But then I think, does that show that the sister cares more about the baby than her own sister?
I mean, to be fair,
is that how
it is her baby.
I don't know how this shit works.
It's her child. So like, fair enough that they're kind of bonded with each other. Yeah.
Fine.
But I do think it is disappointing that they are prioritizing that over their sister's wedding when that is also a really big event and there are ways that they probably could make it work.
Also, it's one day again.
Yeah. Like, probably not even a day, like a few hours. And they could even like come for like the ceremony part of the wedding and just stand there and kind of do their thing and then duck out when they need to, check on the baby, make sure that everything's all good, and then come back in and kind of pop in and out as needed.
Yeah.
I feel like there's ways around it rather than just not coming.
I know.
What really struck me though was the fact that the sister didn't come to any of the bachelorette
things.
That's
just petty.
Yeah.
And it's very much like, hey, I'm throwing a tantrum.
Yeah.
It's like you're a grown woman.
And to say like there are things that she couldn't do when it's going for a walk on the beach.
Going for lunch.
Going out for lunch, a painting class.
We're not going out to the strip clubs with your pregnant stomach.
Yeah, well, I mean, even if you were going out to the strip club, you can still go pregnant. But just, don't drink anything. Yeah, I don't know. I just think the sister's being a bit petty.
Mm.
And fair enough for her to make the right decision for her based on what she's comfortable with. She's a new parent, all that sort of stuff. But I don't know. I just think it's unfair.
Shall we
move on?
I think so.
Okay.
To the third and final one.
Let's go. Here we go. All right. Am I the asshole for refusing to attend my best friend's destination wedding?
Ooh.
My 25 female best friend, 25 female, and I, oh, me, 25 female, and my best friend, 25 female, have been incredible friends for over a decade. She was my bridesmaid in my wedding and put a lot of time, energy, and money into throwing showers, bachelorette parties, etc. Well, now she's engaged and planning a destination wedding. Accommodation and all meals will be paid for. She stated that she does not want any showers, parties, or even gifts because she'd rather people put that towards a plane ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Fair.
Tickets are about $700 to $1,300 round trip depending on the airline. It's a very small wedding of about 20 people and we'd all be staying together on a large property for about a week. I'm saving to purchase a home in a few years and I told my friend that I wouldn't make her wedding citing two reasons. One, finances. And two, the fact that my husband can't attend. I brought these issues up to her and I told her I wouldn't make it. She and my other best friend, who is attending, said that they would help in any way they could with the financial part of it.
Okay.
She said the reason that my husband wasn't invited was because of space. I'd be sharing a room with the other best friend and the fact that she didn't know him that well. Her fiance has never met him. And everyone else that will be there is close family. She even said that many close family members were not invited because of how small they had to keep it.
Okay.
She sent me a relatively upset message saying that she was disappointed in my decision because she felt like she did everything she could to help, money-wise, to facilitate my attendance and that I was unwilling to help find a solution. Am I the asshole for saying no to attending my best friend's wedding?
I'm going to go with yes.
Yeah.
But, and I do this because if you're saving for a house in a few years, you've yeah. got friends who have offered to pay for it. That nullifies your first one yep. of expenses. The second one, you can take a week away from your husband.
And like...
Like, get some separation. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, I think they're being unnecessarily petty over this.
I think so. It feels like there's a bigger reason. Like,
yeah.
I mean, to us, $700 to $1,300 doesn't seem like much. With yeah. everything else covered, like food and accommodation covered is a lot of money.
Well, that's the thing.
But your friends who are willing to pay for it, like, it just... I feel like there's something more to it.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't want to be there for other reasons, so she was trying to find other excuses. And so, if it's her best friend, you got yeah. her wedding.
So, on the note of something more to it, but also kind of not really, there's a little bit that I haven't read out yet.
Ooh, is there an edit? Like, an update?
Yeah, there is an edit. So, just before the edit, it says, while it's nice that accommodation and meals are paid for, I'd still have to find a dress and cover other various expenses along the way. So they're just like really getting stuck in this whole financial angle, which is fair enough if you're like stressed about money and focused on saving.
I respect that.
Okay, so this is the edit. Guests invited include two groomsmen, two bridesmaids, one of which is me, and the rest are siblings / in-laws and her parents. While she didn't outright offer to pay for half the ticket, she offered to help with the airline points and help look for cheaper options. There was no exact amount put on the table, just saying they would help in any way to make it possible. I don't think that really changes anything at all.
I'm sorry,
but
they just made it worse.
Yeah.
Pay is shit.
They're not coming into it with any sort of solutions whatsoever. They've cited two reasons, which are financial and the fact that their husband isn't invited. And both of those have very clear justifications.
Yeah.
And they're doing what they can to suggest things to address the finance side of things. Yeah, this person is absolutely the asshole. It's not even a question in my mind.
Not even a question. And I feel like most of the, like, I'm reading through the comments and most people are saying, you're the asshole. And one of the other flags that you and I spoke about when we were putting this episode together was, why has the fiancé not met the husband? If your best friends, the only logical solution I can think of is that one of them's been in prison.
Yeah.
Or the second is that they live really far apart. I like my prison theory, but you know.
So this one says her fiancé has never met the husband.
That's the destination fiancé, right?
Yeah, because so the destination fiancé has never met the husband of OP.
Which just feels like
That's kind of... I think it is a little bit strange if they are, like, really besties. Yeah. But there could be any number of reasons why that's the case. Yeah. Like, they could have very separate friendship groups...
Could live in different countries, I suppose.
They could live far away from each other, not interested in the same things. Yeah. There's any number of reasons why that might be the case. But even still, I feel like if you were that close, maybe you would have met them. I don't know. To me, I don't think that really changes anything, because I think a wedding should be about two people and who they want there, their nearest and dearest. And from what this person has said, it's all like family and in-laws and parents.
Like, it's a really intimate group of people.
Yeah, like 20 people. That's barely any people at a wedding. Right. Fair enough to not have a plus one on your wedding, even if they are a bridesmaid.
No, totally.
Particularly if they know people as well. I think some people, their rule is if someone doesn't know anyone at their wedding, then they can have a plus one, so they've at least got like a little buddy. But if you know people and this is your best friend, kind of doesn't really feel like it's reasonable.
Or it's like, is there an option where the husband can stay somewhere else and on the property, not come to the wedding? If they're going for a week, hang around for other stuff.
I don't know.
It just feels like they're a really lousy friend and the kind of person that is so attached to their significant other that they can't do anything else. Which is just like...
To each their own.
Another red flag, personally.
To each their own.
But
so one of the comments to finish this out said, while you choose what you can spend your money on, it honestly seems like you're grasping at straws for reasons not to go.
Totally.
They said they would help with money and they only want you there. You must not care for your friend very much, because I would be devastated if I were the bride, having been there and done so much for you and getting absolutely nothing in return, not even your presence.
Oof. That is a very well written comment.
Yeah, and I think that's a perfect note to leave that one on.
I think so. That is all we have time for. That was fun. A good,
so much fun.
A good three, what was it called? Three post, three Reddit wedding edition roundup. This is going so well. As always, thank you guys for listening. Make sure you head over to our socials. We can continue all of the conversations there. You can drop in our comments, our DMs, our email, and give us your thoughts on the three different Am I the Arsehole that we read.
Absolutely. And as always, remember to rate, review, subscribe wherever you're listening to this right now. And we are excited to take you along next time as we go over other topics in life that might not have a one-size-fits-all approach on It's a Definite Maybe. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.